Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, for some reason we're not being connected. You're calling me, I'm calling you. Okay, what you got for me, Kevin? I hope you got some good news for me.
I do. We're really close to, getting this wrapped up, I guess you could say.
I'm sorry, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. I need to find out. So the American Express, that's not just a straight working capital loan, right? That's some sort of accounts receivables or credit card merchant cash.
Yeah, it was working capital loan. Like I said, I had 70 some thousand with them and they gave me 100 more. It was 177 last December. And now I'm down to 100.
But don't they deposit money into your account pretty consistently?
I'm sorry, sir?
Don't they deposit money into your account as well pretty consistently?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Everything is the same. It's just that I'm swamped up with a bunch of payments. That's what's killing me.
Well, no, but I know. But what I guess what I'm trying to ask is, on a typical working capital loan, you get... You borrow the money one time. It's deposited into your account once, right? And then you make all the payments back. But American mm-hmm. Express seems to continually put money into your account. So what? How is
no,
that?
No. They don't put. They did it twice. Last year, beginning of last year, I had 70,000, and last December in 2015, they put another 100. And that's all. And I've been paying him off.
See, on your bank statements, it shows a lot of different, settlement deposits from them.
No, that's my American Express sales, credit card sales. That's the only deposit you can see on my bank statement from American Express.
That's from your...
That's from my credit card sales, yes.
Right, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to be sure of.
Okay, well, where are we at?
On Frontline, what's your balance with Frontline?
Forward line.
Forward line.
My balance is about 40 G's. I'm over with them in August. So it's like a few months if I can hang on and, make those payments. They take 20% of my... credit card sales, Visa, MasterCard, Discovery on daily basis. So in August, in the middle of August, at the end of August, the latest, I'll be done with them. I'm down to 40 now with them. So once that goes away, then I can, feel much better. And at the same time, if you could consolidate American Express and IOU and give me a less payment where on daily basis I'm paying 1,200 and change 5 days a week. So that's really taking a toll on me. I hate to go for bankruptcy. I've been in business for all these years and I don't want to do that. But then yet, if the shove comes to the push, then I have to do that. But I hate to do that. That's not my style. I never did that, and I don't want to do that. So help me out, man. Put this together with the American Express and yours, and give me 2 years, and I'm sure I'll pay you off in a year and a half.
I don't know if I can do 2 years, but I'm gonna do my best.
If you cannot combine them, at least do something and give me some cash so I can hang on until August, until the forward line is off my back, which is about 14 to 15 G's a month.
Okay.
So once that is off my back, then I can really, function properly.
What do you think, what is the percentage that they take from your credit cards? Did you say 10% or 20%?
Well, it was 15% at some point, and then I started getting some more revenues from my wholesale business that is not indicated anywhere. I asked them to deduct 20% so I can meet up their time limit. So at this point, they take 20% of my credit card sales, which bounds up to be about somewhere between $14,600, somewhere around there. I can email you those statements if you like.
No, that's okay, but can you please
tell me? I mean, the business is doing all right. It's just that I got stuck in the mud, and you know, just like Alabama people say, once you get stuck in the mud and you push the gas to get out of the mud, you get shoved in more. So this is my situation right now.
I hear you. Okay, so if you could, please send me your May bank statement right away. And I should have
May
to
bank
my
statement.
May
okay.
bank statement.
I'll do that tomorrow morning. And please let me know what's up right away, because every day, like I said, it's ticking. Every day I'm paying up $7.50 to American Express and $5.14 to you. So that's hefty. No matter what kind of business you're in, that's a lot of money. So.
I understand.
I gotta reorganize that so I can survive.
I hear you.
Okay, so that's all you want? May statement, bank statement?
Just the May bank statement, exactly.
Okay, you'll get that in your email by Monday morning, and please let me know as soon as you know anything.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks again.
You got it. Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye.